blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Resurrection. Hello, everyone. I wish you and your family a happy Easter Sunday. May the Lord of Resurrection be with all of you. Amen. I want to share with you today some of the important lessons of Christ Jesus' resurrection. Like you, I have been celebrating many Easter since I was born. And if God willing, I hope and I wish to celebrate many more Easter to come. You see, Easter is the day of celebration. It's the day that we are celebrating the resurrection of our Savior from death and grave. It is the celebration of the greatest sacrifice that ever happened to humanity. It is the celebration of the greatest kindness ever bestowed on humanity. It is the celebration of the greatest miracle in the history of humankind. Jesus Christ came to this world to save sinners like me and like you. He came to do the will of the Father. He came to bring the light to a very dark world, to bear witness to the truth, to destroy the devil and his work. He came to give eternal life to all that believe, follow, and worship Him, to reveal God's love for sinners, and to call sinners to repentance. As you can see, resurrection is a big deal for us as Christians. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, the Apostle Paul tells us that without resurrection of Jesus Christ, our faith, our preaching, our Christianity is in vain. So the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is one of the most significant in Christendom. Thank God our Lord resurrected. So with the resurrection, unlike other religion whose founder died and never heard from again, we know that our Savior is alive. And we know He will never die again. And we know that Christ is being raised from dead. We never, never die again. Romans chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that with the resurrection of our Lord, we are given a new birth with the Holy Spirit, according to the great mercy of God, because He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. With His resurrection and with our genuine repentance can bring forgiveness of sin. Isn't that wonderful? When you repent from your sin, you will be forgiven. With the resurrection, we have no condemnation anymore. Because Jesus Christ became our intercessors. He is at the right hand of God, interceding for all of us. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. As believers, followers, and worshippers of Jesus Christ, we have no fear anymore. We have no fear of death anymore. We are at peace in this world and the world yet to come. The resurrection demonstrates that no matter how bad things might look right now, God has the power to change you and to change me. He has the ultimate authority to change our circumstances. God remains in control, and as we look to Him, we can be assured that He will arrange the outcome according to His plan. The resurrection made it possible for us, as followers of Jesus Christ, to overcome sins. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus took our sins and gave us His righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. In Christ, we shall be made alive. Not only can our sin be removed, but we can also be renewed in our thinking and in our behavior if we are in Christ. The resurrection demonstrates the power of God to bring renewal. In Christ, we have the power available to become what God has intended us to become. Our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection demonstrates beyond any doubt that the grave is not our final destination. No, it's not. If you remember in John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, Jesus tells the disciple that He is going to prepare a place for them and that He will come again and will take them to Himself. This is true for all the believers. It is true for you. It is true for me. The resurrection proves that Jesus has the power to live up to this claim and to this promise. He will come and take us to Himself, and we will dwell with Him forevermore. Today, we are celebrating this joyous occasion, as we should. We are celebrating all over the world with whatever we can celebrate with. The social media is full of greetings of Happy Easter, Happy Easter, Happy Easter. The Easter eggs are all over the place and abundant for celebration. All these are great and dandy. But it is not enough, because we need to start thinking about how we can benefit from this resurrection. If we are celebrating, and we don't have benefit, that's not cool. So we need to be able to have benefit of this resurrection. This is the great moment for humanity. You must resolve today to believe, follow, obey, worship the Lord, our Savior. Only those who receive and believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. So, you can celebrate Easter as much as you want, but if you do not believe, obey, worship God, you will not get those benefits. You must repent from all of your sin and turn to God to get the benefit of the resurrection. I'm using this opportunity to call on all the people and all over the world, all nations, who have not come to Jesus Christ, to come today. Don't wait for tomorrow. You never know. It might be too late. for you to receive resurrection benefit, you must follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the King over all kings and Lord over all Lord. He is the only one that can save. He has all authority in heaven and earth. He is alive forever. And he has the key of death and the Hades. To my fellow believers, let us stand firm in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are on the winning side. Let us run this race with endurance that Jesus Christ has given us. Let us listen attentively to the Great Shepherd, not to this sinful world. We should always live with the knowledge that this life is not all there is, and that any struggle that we are going through right now will be forgotten in the glory that is yet to come. No matter how hard it is, never lose faith in God. Trust in God, and God will help all of us. Whatever situation we may face, we just have to put it all in God's hand, because that is the smartest way to handle it. Just remember this simple truth. We are children of God, and we will overcome Satan and this world, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. May the Lord guide you and keep you. Thank you for listening to what I learned from the resurrection. Please share this message with everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook. You know, our Facebook is so interesting. You need to go there. Faith Wallet Ministry. You will see a daily inspiration, Word of God. And you can share it with anybody you want. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, stay blessed. Thank you so much.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't